The schools were chosen based on capacity, not academics. Hay uses less than half of its capacity, while Tarkington uses less than 60%, according to school officials. Superintendent Todd Cummings says closing the schools would save the district money and improve efficiency. But board member Jeanette McCullough expressed concern about what the closures could do to those schools, neighborhoods, and communities.
We cannot have a community with a bunch of buildings closed. And I don't like the idea we close schools and that'll save us money. Don't put price tags on our children.
Board President John Anella said removing the cost of operating half-full buildings would allow the school district to redirect funds to teachers, students, and support staff. If the schools are closed, students will be moved to one of six other elementary schools. A series of informational meetings will be held for parents, faculty, and staff on February 3rd. Cummings is also proposing a special program to address what he calls two consistently underperforming schools, Measle Elementary and Marquette Montessori.
My commitment is to ensure that every student goes to a high-performing school and is able to participate.
Reorganization options are also being considered for middle and high schools. One idea calls for merging three underperforming middle schools into two high schools with extra space. A last resort could even call for the closure of a high school. The board is expected to vote on the elementary school proposals on February 22nd. The other issues affecting middle and high schools will be decided by the end of 2021. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.